an impediment in the way of his completing his term of imprisonment in a certain body. One should therefore not kill bodies for one's sense gratification, for this will implicate one in sinful activity. The eyes of Krishna Chaitanya Parvanitananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva, Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. If I remember correctly, in the 11th canto also, Lord Krishna is instructing the devotee. Then the same point is raised that Vaishnava, so the quality of Vaishnava is to be non-violent, and the avoiding committing violence to other living entities is, let's say, basic criterion of human society. Even Buddhists, I say even because ultimately they don't necessarily believe in anything. But even Ahimsa Sabadevna, they believe in this principle of Ahimsa. How carefully they follow that principle, that's another thing. But still, that's one of the tenets, in fact, it's one of the main tenets of Buddhism. Avoid giving violence to, committing violence to other living entities. And of course, Jad Bharat, he's not even an ordinary living entity, he's certainly not a Buddhist. He's a Mahabhagavata, he's a Vaishnava. Bharat Maharaj from two previous lives, here he is in this body of Jad Bharat, who's just gone through an extraordinarily traumatic event. Because, as you know, he was caught by these dacoits, and the dacoits wanted to offer him to the goddess Kali. I was just reflecting that this was a practice that went on actually all the way up until the time of the British Raj. That people in the mode of ignorance, because there are different types of worship, and one worship is that which people in the mode of ignorance do, and then they worship demons and ghosts, and they have a very tamasic approach to worship or religion. And here, the example was that they were going to, they wanted to offer a human sacrifice to satisfy the goddess Kali. For the sake of the dacoit or the sort of low-class robbers, highwaymen, for that their leader would have, I believe, a good progeny. And even still, in different parts of the world, this practice goes on. It goes on in Africa, and it goes on also even in Asia, it goes on in India. When I was just recently passing on the road, I saw a bunch of children come out of school, not our school, but a school that was just in Indian school uniforms, and one of them was an albino boy. And immediately, I don't know if you ever read or seen on the news, this is one of the types of human sacrifices that they do in different parts of the world. They have this sort of conception that the bodily parts of albinos get cured of diseases and so on, and so they catch albino children, not they, but certain class of people. In fact, they can traffic them. Unfortunately, these type of things still go on in our modern society, for whatever being modern is worth, since modern society is itself is really based on violence. Very young, and occasionally at that time we watched TV, because we don't watch TV now, and occasionally there was like the late night horror movie. Now, I stayed away from horror movies because they were too horrible for me. And but still sometimes, either due to peer pressure from friends or others, we'd watch. And I used to always just sit there with my eyes closed. So, no, I didn't like to see violence. And generally, people don't like to see violence. It's not a natural thing that people like to see. And yet, our whole society is being weaned on violence. But such extreme violence, for instance, the whole movie industry is so much focused on violence, more violence than actually happens in reality. And this is entertainment. So just imagine if this is what people consider to be entertainment, what their level of consciousness is, because ultimately, Yantideva Bhutadeva, or rather, that whatever people see, whatever people hear, whatever they meditate on, ultimately, that's what their consciousness is going to be. But our principle as well is also to avoid all forms of violence. And, well, without unnecessarily courting controversy, I'll just touch on one particular point that when I read this report came to mind, or something that's also on my mind, is the principle of ahimsa as we understand it and how it relates to Vaishnavas. Because here Srila Prabhupada in the report is speaking about Vaishnavas avoiding committing pain to other living entities. And yet at the same time we see that in our modern society where people eat and, for instance, a lot of the food products that they consume, now I'm talking about milk and other milk products, is very much a byproduct of violence. Perhaps some of you have seen, that's once again one of those films that I don't like to see, which is what goes on, for instance, in the slaughterhouse. It's not really the type of stuff that Vaishnavas want to really see. And yet at the same time, it happens, and it's a very horrible phenomenon. Not just because it's something that happens particularly to cows, which are Govramanya Nikaraja, so dear to Krishna, but it happens to all types of living entities, and it happens really unnecessarily. And cows, I was just listening this morning to Srila Prabhupada, who was making a comment on, I'll just use the word, other religions and other religious organizations. And he was raising this point of what do they understand about religion when it says thou shalt not kill, and they cannot even actually maintain this very simple principle. And Prabhupada was put a very outspoken, this is just a conversation amongst the devotees. And of course it's a topic that Srila Prabhupada often did bring up, that without understanding this principle, which Bhagavatam also states, how can you understand Srimad Bhagavatam? If you don't understand the sensitivities involved in protecting life and not so unnecessarily taking life. And if you can't understand Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can't understand Krishna. And you can't develop love for God. Well, our whole philosophy is based around that principle. Kim Bhakarev Ishwaraha Sadhya Riddhi Avarudhati Avakritavi Shushushri Shakshana. That if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then you develop love for God. In the Chatushloki, Jiva Goswami comments that the word rahasya, when the Lord is speaking to Brahma and he says, this is the most confidential secret. He says, what's that confidential secret? That if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll develop love for Krishna. And that's why I came upon what to say later. That's why we hear and study the Srimad Bhagavatam every day. And it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's practice. Back to nonviolence. And yet at the same time, it's something that devotees can also consider for themselves. It's how much we, as a Krishna conscious movement, whose actual religious principle is actually based on milk products, ghee, four yagyas, how much of these things are actually connected to that very animal slaughter that takes place in these slaughterhouses. In other words, when we go to a shop anywhere, even here in India, and we purchase milk, yogurt, butter, etc., we are connected to the killing of animals. And of course, you can get into a long discussion as to whether there's karma involved, and is it good for the cow to offer his milk and milk products to the deities so they become purified. I actually wanted to get onto another topic, but because Srila Prabhupada talks about the killing of animals in his purport, therefore we should at least touch on that subject. Yeah, so there is, Prabhupada here says, one should not therefore kill bodies for one's sense gratification, for this will implicate one's sinful activity. And what is the Prabhupada's solution? Prabhupada wanted that we protect cows. Kishi Gorak Shabhanijam, Vaisha Karma Subhanijam. This is the business of actual Prabhupada said this is actually our most important new project, which is the development of our farms for the purpose of self-sufficiency, so that we don't depend on any type of external influence in order to feed ourselves, and also we can actually show that which we talk about, which is the protection of cows, because we really talk a lot about it. We talk about how Krishna tends cows, and how Krishna is very loving. In fact, his preference of cows over Brahmins is sort of quite extraordinary. Om Brahmaya Devaya,